Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council, 7612. This is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I am past Grand Knight Eric Glazer, and today around the table is...
This is Deputy Grand Knight Rob Somerville.
This is never Grand Knight Josh Beck.
And past Grand Knight, Rich Perron.
That joke never get old.
Not yet.
Well, first, we're going to take a look at some of our current events and some of our upcoming events. I want to remind everybody about our Tuesday night weekly Rosary for Peace. That's at 7:30 in the chapel. Quick talk about M&T Bank events because the Ravens are done. There is an early game in January, and there's an outside chance there might be a home game. I think they're a game and a half behind the Steelers at the moment, and there's a chance, but maybe not. Other upcoming events we have in January and February, we've got some movie nights coming up. The movie nights are in January 18th and February 15th. They follow the same pattern. Bring a dessert. Enjoy some spaghetti for $3 a person, watch a family movie, sit back with your spouse and just have pleasant conversation while the kids are up front watching the movie. That's at least what I always did with it.
And eat the popcorn.
And eat the popcorn.
Don't forget about the popcorn.
It was a different recipe. We'll come back to that later, I guess. But it was a different recipe this Saturday. We definitely noticed that. I don't know if...
Is that good or bad?
It just is. it was just different. So there's different popcorn. The other event we have coming up is our socials. On January 22nd, starting at 6:30, we have our gift card bingo. So you guys bring a gift card, and when you trade your gift card in for a bingo card, every bingo game you win a gift card because the gift cards become the prizes. We'll have a simple dinner for that event. Our other social in February is February 26th. The details on that one are still a little sketchy. Al has it listed as just a family comfy dinner. I don't know any details on that.
Else?
Do you have any inside scoop on that one?
I don't have any details, but they're talking about something like a potluck, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's always good.
Our dinners are always good.
Dinners by the Knights are always good. That's right.
Or their dinners.
The main thing is you don't have to clean up after.
That's absolutely, and that's back to the spaghetti movie night. That was the best deal ever. A Saturday night meal without having to clean up.
And not expensive.
No. So go on out for the socials. They're open to everybody. Everybody who can hear this can come on out on January 22nd or February 26th. Have a nice meal and have a nice night out. Super simple. Enjoy a night with the Knights of Columbus. We wanted to put a little bit of time in tonight talking about January 24th, which is the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Keep that day free. Consider coming to church and taking the bus. It's a free bus down to D.C. that day. We can celebrate our victories on Roe v. Wade and get ourselves focused on life issues moving forward. I think there's quite a momentum established down in D.C. for the Right for Life, and I don't think that annual event is going to come to a slowdown anytime soon. Here's what I know so far. The bus is free. There'll be information in the church bulletin or otherwise as far as who to contact for bus sign up and bus information. I do know that absolutely you could send an email to us, 7612kfc@gmail.com, and we'll get you in contact and get you signed up for the bus. That's always our goal every year. We fund the bus, and we want to send a full bus down to Washington to show our support for that important issue. Typically, that bus leaves after Daily Mass on Friday morning. That's January 24th. That Friday morning, the bus will leave after Mass, drop you off at some place near the mall, and we'll march to the Capitol, march to the Supreme Court, and then we get picked up. Do you remember the church? Anybody remember the church right there?
No, I don't.
It's right near there, though. We'll march right down to the Supreme Court. There's a Catholic church not far around the corner where most bus pickups happen. We'll get back to the church about 6:30 at night. So if you're interested, it's a super great day. The only thing I like to throw in there is you got to prepare for the weather. It's a long,
absolutely, yeah.
It's a long day outside.
Some days,
midwinter.
Yeah, some days it's super cold, and some days not so bad. So, but if you come out, prepare for the weather, and get ready for a fun day. The bus is provided by us, so that's nothing to panic about. Just bring yourselves. That's all we ask. And that's pretty much it. It's crazy how fast the year buzzes along. You know, the next time we meet, we're talking about Lenten dinners.
Yeah. Did you want to mention the baby bottles?
Oh, thank you, sir. So one other add-on to our list, and I knew it was written here. I wrote it down, and I forgot to mention it. But one of the traditions we've started in the last 10 years at St. Joe's is in the first two weekends of Masses, we hand out baby bottles as a symbol for the pregnancy center up in Westminster, and we encourage you to fill the baby bottle with loose change and whatever you want. And then so we'll pass those empty baby bottles out in the first 2 weeks, and the first 2 weeks of February, we collect them.
Bring them back full.
Yes.
Bring them back full.
And light. We accept bills also. And another point to bring up with the right to life, you notice the election in November, the bill was passed in Maryland where abortion will be allowed by the state.
So the next
thing that is coming up is the euthanization, assisted suicide. And that's going to come up, and that's going to be very strong too. So right to life really reflects on not just babies, unborn babies. It reflects on older people too. As a matter of fact, statistically, in Canada last year, reported, there were 15,000 assisted suicides in Canada last year. So it applies to everybody.
The battle
is for the right to life, mm-hmm, regardless of the age.
Yep.
If memory serves, I think the statistics were something that's like the number four cause of death among the elderly in Canada. I mean, it's something outrageously high like that.
Wow.
I don't remember if that's the exact number, but the statistic I heard is it's crazy how high on the list euthanasia is in terms of cause of death. So we can't let that happen.
Well, we are the Knights Around the Table. I just wanted to remind everybody of that. And just a quick reminder that as we run around the table again real quick, I'm here with
Rob Somerville, Deputy Grand Knight.
Josh Beck.
And Rich Perron.
All right, let's talk about some of the events that have happened since our last show.
All right. Not a whole lot, but we did have a membership drive at the end of November, just before Thanksgiving. It was pizza and bourbon, and it was actually a very huge turnout. And we did get some new members right there. They did the ceremony right there, and I think we have five plus a potential one that's going through RCIA right now coming in. So that will probably become a permanent fixture.
A regular event.
And not only that, but the state council got wind of the success of that, and they're making a big deal about it. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of other councils imitate that. So the next time we do it again, we'll make sure we advertise that so everybody knows. And if you're a man wanting to be a better husband, father, or better Catholic, a better guy, that's a great way to come out and join the Knights. So we also had, of course, the tree lighting, spaghetti dinner, and movie was this past weekend. Pretty good turnout. It was a good time. That spaghetti dinner was free. So if you missed it, you'll have to look forward to that next time. But yeah, that was special. I think the movie was The Star.
The Star, right. That was the movie, yep.
But anyway, lots of spaghetti. We actually ran out of spaghetti, so that was good. That's been about it for the last couple of months.
All right. Well, I thought before we went to Rich tonight, I thought I would put everybody on the spot real quick and say, now that we're rolling into 2025, do we have a New Year's resolution to take us into the year?
So what is yours?
Oh, I got to start? I'm actually ready, so that's
gonna... Seeing if you were.
Set the bar.
I'm good. I'm going for an ambitious one for me this year. So if anybody sees me in church, you can encourage me to stay on the path. I'm going to try to knock out the Bible this year. So I downloaded a reading cycle. It's like 1,095 readings. So it's 3 readings a day, kind of bounces you around the Bible a little bit. But by the time you get through the year, you'll have read the whole Bible cover to cover.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. So that's my goal.
Are you familiar with Mike Schmidt's Bible in a Year?
I've seen a lot of different patterns.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
This one is, pretty typical, something old, something new, and something in the middle. So I'm working my way through the Psalms and Genesis. I'm in the book of Matthew right now, so super easy to start. But that's my pattern.
If you can get it in a modern writing, it's pretty interesting. But if you go to the old, I have a book that's day by day. It's part of the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospel, and all the reading. And it takes maybe 10 or 12 minutes and every day. And you read it for a year and you'll be through the whole Bible. But nice. I've got strayed by the Book of Solomon and the Book of Wisdom and things like that that really interested me, because some of the Old Testament,
it's hard.
I say if you're sprinting through it, you know, you may not be getting all of it. That
me being the newbie Catholic, you know, this will be my first time going wire to wire through Maccabees and Wisdom, and so that and Tobit, right? That's another one that's
Well, doing the events here, then in these broadcasts, we'll do a Q&A and see where you're at.
Yes.
That's a good idea. So,
who's next?
I don't know. Are you ready for the lecturers?
No, we got to hear your resolution.
The new resolution. Oh, I really haven't thought about it. I'm just going to be the same old good guy that I've always been.
just better, right?
Just better, right. I really haven't put anything to it. I just try to do the best I can every day and try to get better. That's all. Full-time home giver, you know, caregiver at home. So that keeps me pretty busy, you know. So I'll pass it on.
So I'll actually build on the one that Eric shared. Ascension, the same folks that have Father Mike Schmidt's Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year, are starting a new one in January. It's going to be the Rosary in a Year. It's going to be done by Father Mark Mary Ames, who's also an Ascension contributor. He does a lot of their YouTube videos right now. But they're dedicating the podcast to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they are actually doing led recitations and reflections of the Rosary every day for the year. So I want to get through that and really try to cement the Rosary as part of my daily spiritual life.
That's great.
That's great. That's a good challenge. Yeah.
And don't forget, there's a rosary in the chapel. Well, there's one on Mondays and there's one on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the world peace one.
So. But you know, sometimes life gets in the way. But if you can do it at your own time, may not be 7 o'clock, might be 8 o'clock at night, or maybe before you go to bed. But the challenge is get it done.
It's the wonders of the podcast. It really is, you know, do it on your own time.
That's what's great about podcasts. So I, you know, hopping on the Catholic train here, you know, one of the things that I've always wanted to do, and it's difficult to do because it is a set time, is daily Mass. And so I'm going to try to get to a daily Mass at least once, if I can, a week, if not at least a couple weeks. And that's a hard one because of work and things like that. So, but that's sort of my New Year's resolution. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to juggle things to do that, but I'm gonna find a way to make it work. So, because I found that I don't know, you go to daily Mass and then you go to work, it's like you're in a 10 times better mood.
Yeah,
that's just unbelievable what it can do for you. So, changes your outlook on the day for sure.
Very good. I'm impressed. Rich is our council lecturer. In our regular business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting. Rich, what fun facts you have for us tonight?
Well, I got something a little different here for you tonight. You know, we just celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. So most people, you know, some people confuse it, but I thought I'd give you the rest of the story on the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Mary is miraculously conceived by her parents, who were a barren couple from the house of David, Joaquin and Anna. The couple learn of her pregnancy by separate visits from the angels, and they are told that their daughter will miraculously conceive the Savior. Again, remember, that's old-time, you know, house of David. At age three, when Mary is born, after she's born, at age three, Mary is left as a permanent service of the Jerusalem temple. At the temple, Mary is attended to daily by angels and given divine vision, which allows her to avoid evil and to exude goodness. Now, Mary's betrothal to Joseph. At age 12, you got to remember back then, things were different. But again, age 12, we don't know if it was 12 years, might have been longer. We don't really know what the time span was. But anyhow, it's recorded. At age 12, Mary is sent home by the temple priest to be betrothed. But Mary refuses to leave because she was left in permanent service of the temple and has taken a vow of chastity. The high priest convene in the council, and they decide that Mary's fate, which is serving God, that Mary would be betrothed to a member of the house of David, Joseph. And Joseph, by the way, was a widower. I don't think many people knew that. And he is selected by God to be Mary's guardian. After betrothal, Mary and Joseph return to their respective families back to the house of David to make wedding preparations. Gabriel visits each of them separately to announce that Mary is pregnant with Jesus. Gabriel explains that Mary has been selected by God because she was without sin, that she will conceive and give birth to Jesus virginally, and that the Holy Spirit will keep her from experiencing any discomfort. Jesus is born, and that was officially recognized by Pope Pius IX, that version of the Immaculate Conception. Just thought you'd like to know that.
Very nice. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We should say, since we talked about the event earlier, it couldn't be easier. It's a very quick service, and we would love to have every man interested sign up and join. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. There's also a link there for our podcast. Please check it out. Email links are there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to the radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser. Tonight I was joined with
Rob Somerville,
Josh Beck,
and Merry Christmas to all from Rich Perron.
And I'll see you next time.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.